Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of the Gospel. We thank you that it brings to us the astounding truths that you want to proclaim to our hearts, that we are accepted in your sight, that our sin is paid for because of the death of the Lord Jesus on Calvary, and that in his resurrection we too have life, and one day we will live with him forever when he returns to raise the dead, so that the faithful, the believers in him, will be by his side and will enter heaven and be there forever. So bless us, we pray, as we read your word. Make it a challenge to our lifestyle and our worldview, so that we might further glorify him in the way that we live. Amen. Well, our reading today is from Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 30. Light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Well, I was going to start this morning's thought for the day with my mask on. And I wondered about having a go at writing a proverb myself. It's an interesting exercise. You ought to try it to see what truths you can put into short, pithy statements that actually encapsulate. Here's what I came up with. In the day of the mask, the eyes must smile. I'll say it again. In the day of the mask, the eyes must smile. Well, we know all about masks these days, don't we, with the epidemic. And we've seen that the need for safety demands that in various places we wear masks over our mouths. But the problem with that is that recognition becomes a difficulty. If you meet somebody you know, sometimes they have to kind of look twice or even three times at you. Happened to me the other day with a friend I met in a shop, before you know who it is who is talking to you. And the other thing is that when you talk to people, they can't see your mouth. So they can't see whether you're saying what you're saying with a smile or not. So hence my proverb, in the day of the mask, the eyes must smile. And in actual fact, eyes do smile, don't they? When you smile, you get something happens to your eyes which reflect your smile. You get these crinkle lines when you get older, which show whether you've been smiling a lot. I've got loads of them. I'm very pleased with that. Shows what a happy person I am. Well, sometimes. So in the day of the mask, when your mouth is covered, how will people know that you are actually smiling? Well, your eyes will show it. And this proverb actually brings that truth out. Something about what you're saying, if you're pleased with it, lights up your eyes. We talk about children sometimes, don't we, who you tell something that they rather like and their eyes light up. Well, this is talking about the messenger who is bringing this good news. So these two parts of the saying are parallels. They're talking about the same thing. So we know that the light in the eyes that the first bit refers to is probably speaking about the messenger who is bringing this good news to the ears of whoever it is that he is to deliver it to. So when he is seen, even before he speaks, if the recipient notices there is a brightness about his eyes, he will know that what he's going to hear is good stuff. And therefore, even before he utters a word, there's this communication of joy to the heart. And in the second half, we're told more specifically that when you hear good news, it gives health to the bones. What does that mean? Well, it means that when you hear good news, it has an effect not only on your mind, and we'll see in a minute on your spirit, but it also affects your healthiness. There's a lot spoken today about mental health. God's word and God's kingdom is always about mental healthiness. And here we have something that is actually a tool for mental healing. Now, I'm not saying it solves every problem in our world. There are people who really struggle with their mental health. But one of the ways in which you can point yourself in that direction is by listening to the good news that God wants to bring you. So here's the challenge for today. If you're a believer in Christ, do your eyes reflect your message, the good news of the gospel? Quite a few years ago, Yellow Pages had an advert which said simply, "Let your fingers do the walking." You might remember the jingle if you're as old as me. Well, here's a case of let your eyes do the talking. In other words, you are saved by grace. You are saved from the sin in which you once walked. Your life has been transformed, turned around by God. Do your eyes reflect that joy? When you come to talk to people about Jesus, is there a light in your eyes that they can see? How do you get it there? You take a delight in the news that you're bringing. If you believe it, it will communicate in the way that you even look at people. That's what it's saying. So this all-pervading light of Jesus Christ, the light of the world who is now in your heart. And John says, doesn't he, in his letter, once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Or was that Paul? No matter. The fact is, if the light is in your life, it can shine out through your eyes. And if the good news of the gospel comes to the hearts of those who are sinners away from God, condemned under judgment, and they suddenly realize that because of the cross of Jesus and the shed blood, they are now free, they are redeemed, they are God's forever, and nothing will take them from the hands of their living Lord. So here it is, the beauty, the delight of the message. Take it into your heart. Let it thrill you so much that it shines out through your eyes. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we confess that so often it's easy to get dulled in our knowledge of the truth. We become so familiar with it that it becomes just something more that we have picked up and that we are living with from day to day. Help us again to come to the foot of the cross. Help us again to see all that you, Lord Jesus, did for us. Help us to come in our minds to the empty tomb and see that he is not there. He is risen. And help us to know that you are sitting now at the right hand of your Father to make prayers and intercession for us and to provide for us everything we need to live abundant lives, all in the fullness of the Spirit which you have given us. Amen.